Welcome to the Martial Arts and Crafts Podcast. I'm your host, Sarah Deacon, life balance coach for better adulting, martial artist, instructor, creative artist, wife, mother, and all-around person. Thank you for joining me on the show as we learn together how to make an impact through personal growth, responding to challenges, making choices, and learning more about our identity, belonging, and purpose. On to the show. Hello, and welcome back to the Martial Arts and Crafts Podcast. I'm your host, Sarah Deacon. It is great to be with you today. You can tell I have a little bit of a cold in my voice. It is feeling great. I'm feeling good about it. It's on its way out. So we're going to talk today about showing your heart. So I was just on a podcast episode and talking about vulnerability, talking about communication and communicating vulnerably and authentically. And I would just want to say that it is a close topic to my heart to communicate in a vulnerable way, to show my heart, because I feel a lot of love for people. So let's get into the episode. I want to start with this. It hurts. It hurts when people let you down. It makes you take a hard look at yourself and wonder what's wrong with you, especially if more than one person has let you down. And especially if it's happened more than once. I am talking from experience here. When people have let me down, it is hard to remember that my letdown is more about my own expectations of the other person than really about their behavior toward me. Now, I've spent a lot of time thinking about some of the people that I've lost over the years recently. I've been thinking about this. I have been extremely fortunate that most of the losses of these relationships or the changes of these relationships have been in the form of like an evolution or a drifting away rather than something like death. So that is something I am grateful for. A lot of people I love are still alive and out there in the world and doing fabulous things. For the relationships I'm talking about, it's predominantly friendships. I've only had a couple of romantic relationships and I don't have any hard feelings toward them. And so for many of these relationships, I know that if I needed to, or if I wanted to, I could reach out at any time in friendship and with a heart of love, with humility and, genuine desire to connect. Things might be much the same as they were in the past, because a lot of the times it was just the circumstance of our lives that drifted us apart. Other relationships, they faded from very specific events, and I may not feel entirely comfortable naming those things or reaching out in the same way. And that is something that I am just really trying to forgive myself for some of these behaviors, some of these challenges that these relationships have had, and also acknowledge that if a certain event led to the end of a relationship, then the relationship probably would have ended regardless of the specific events that surrounded the end. Now, I wonder if you've ever had an experience like this. Have you ever had a friendship fade? Have you ever been confused and hurt when someone you really thought was a kindred spirit, you'd be connected forever, and they up and ghost you? Have you hopped on social media to look someone up just because you're wondering how they're doing, but you don't actually send a message or interact in any way? And have you hoped that thoughts of you have crossed their minds sometimes too? Now, I've written about friendships before. I've talked about friendships before. I talk to other people about friendships before, I don't know, I was going to go like, oh, what else do I do about friendship? Writing and speaking is probably the communication that it is. I don't necessarily sing or dance about friendship. Anyway, my intention in talking about friendship today, it's not to throw anyone under the bus or to passive aggressively air my grievances. There's no need for that. My intention is to show my heart, to get vulnerable and have the courage to put it out there, and reveal that I have the same impulse to protect myself in this that so many of you probably do as well. And I want to offer a challenge to each of us to actually resist that impulse to protect ourselves in favor of experiencing richer relationships and something like radical self-acceptance. There it is. When my friendships fizzle, I can talk about my mistakes. I can own the possibility that what I thought was the next right thing in the relationship was not actually the thing they needed from me in order to rebuild trust or repair a connection. And maybe I didn't know then what I know now. Maybe I still don't know what I didn't know then, and there's nothing more to be said or done. And most days I can accept that. Some occasions, on the other end of things, on some occasions, I can also find myself being sucked in and pulled down into the realm of self-pity, feelings of worthlessness, that whole thing where if that little thing that I said or did broke a relationship, then I myself must have been wrong for being there for the whole thing, for the whole relationship. I tell this story that my friendship, a friendship with me specifically, holds so little value that it will always, every time, be easily discarded. I get caught up in that some days. Most of the time I don't, but some days I go there, and you know, we all do. We all beat ourselves up. And I honestly try not to stay there. I try to understand that relationships ebb and flow. There's an ebb and flow to life, to everything. I have talked about that. I think my podcast a couple episodes ago would go in talking about the ebb and flow of the ocean, the and of life. And we each have our own path to follow in friendship, in relationship, in connection, and community with each other. And no one walks one road forever. So some people are in your life for a reason, some for a season, and some for a lifetime. And I don't know where I read that or heard that before, but I think it really hit a chord with me because I have had a lot of experience with thinking certain people would be in my life forever, for that lifetime. But trying to make reason or season people into lifetime people generally doesn't work out well. And I think that where a lot of the hurt comes from, my hurt and the hurt that you or others might experience in life and in relationship with each other, is that we fail to identify the people correctly. We have an expectation that someone is in our lives for a season, and that we think they should stay for a lifetime. So we have an expectation that someone in my life right now for this season is someone that's going to be in my life for a lifetime. I always longed for lifelong friendships. I grew up with the children of my parents' best friends. They'd been friends for way longer than I could comprehend as a young child. They'd been friends since well before I was born, I think since college. I created a story from this experience. This was how to do life together with a couple of best friends and their kids around the same ages. Now, I didn't stay best friends with those kids. I still care about them and love them like siblings, but we're not close like we were. We don't see each other all the time like we did because our parents were such good friends. And I even watched the friendship between our parents evolve into adulthood. You know, I didn't really pay that much attention as a child, but as an adult, I can see looking back that there was this evolution. It happened. And most of the friendships that I had as a kid obviously changed. And a lot of them faded into the background noise of today's social media feeds. There's nothing good or bad or right or wrong about this evolution. It's just how my life has gone. I've taken many paths in my life. I've made many choices that my friends have not. I've grown in different directions than they did. So what is it that I really miss when I find myself missing those people? I think I have an answer. And maybe it is that I miss who I used to be back when we were close. And maybe my grief for those friendships is as much grief over the loss of my prior self as it is for their presence in my life. And I heard somewhere that grief is love left unexpressed. The love that grew and multiplied beyond the relationship's capacity to contain it. And I think that's so beautiful. It's such a beautiful thing to think that this love just has so much of itself left, even when we feel like we've given it all. And I prefer to think of my grief in this way. My hurt over the losses that I've had in my life. I prefer to think of it this way, as this love left unexpressed, because then I can say, I can see that I have this love and I can direct it elsewhere. I can direct it inward toward myself. I can direct it outward towards someone else, and I can release the anger or blame that might try to cling and convince me that that's the real root of it. And I think that's powerful. It's an important perspective shift when dealing with grief, when dealing with any so-called negative emotion. Taking a look at it in a different light or through a different lens can open up new possibilities of thinking about the emotion and thinking about our beliefs, our behaviors, our choices, all of these things. So today I'm talking about relationships. I'm talking about friendships. And I'm asking if you've had to grieve a relationship recently, your first impulse might be to put up a wall around your heart, because that grief just feels so heavy and like you can't contain it any other way. And you put up this wall to protect yourself from future hurt and heartache because it seems unbearable at times. Do you want to withdraw and keep your interaction superficial or strictly professional? And keep them superficial or strictly professional? Maybe you bury your emotions deep inside and you focus on the positive to an uncomfortable excess. You second guess every action you take, every conversation you have, every choice you make, and you wonder if opening up yourself to someone else too much will be too much for them to want to stay. And who decides what too much means anyway? So that second guessing will lead to third guessing and fourth and fifth and sixth. And our emotions are so powerful. Love, though, love is immense and overwhelming, and feeling together can be terrifying. You know, if you start picking apart that wall and the love that actually is what's really buried underneath all of the anger or the anxiety or the fear or the shame or whatever is going on, the grief there, the love that's buried underneath it, because you are love. We are love here. That love is so powerful, so immense, so overwhelming. And feeling all of these different variations of love with another person can be very, very terrifying, very threatening. It can feel so raw and so difficult to get in there and feel it and admit that you're a person who feels it. So why do it? Why invite that amount of overwhelming power and emotion and share it with somebody? Why show your heart? That's the question. Why? Why even bother? Why show your heart? And I think the answer is this: your immense and overwhelming emotions, whether love or something else, some version or variation of love or fear or shame or anger, whatever it is, your emotions are what make you human. Your ability to feel so deeply and so powerfully is one of the most important thrills of being alive. Passion inspires others. Passion creates beauty, moves mountains. And if we shut down and close ourselves off to the flow of this passion, this power, we will surely miss out on even more than what we're trying to protect ourselves from. Yes, you may not care so much about missing out on the pain when love goes unreceived or the rejection you feel when someone's passions carry them away from yours. But you'll also miss out on the magic that happens when your emotions lift each other up and rejoice in harmony together. That's a beautiful thing. When you show your heart, you take the risk. When you take that risk to be vulnerable, you actually give other people, someone else, the permission to show more of their own heart too. When you show your heart, you give yourself permission to live your life more fully. And when you show your heart, you embody and reveal God's own. I want to invite you to show your heart today. This is a challenge because you might be afraid that whoever sees it, whoever sees that beautiful heart of yours, won't know what to do with it. They won't know how to respond because maybe there's a story there. Maybe you didn't know what to do the last time someone bravely showed their heart to you. Maybe you messed it up. Maybe your response to someone opening up and showing part of their heart to you is what broke those friendships or created those losses to begin with. Do it anyway. Show your heart anyway. Share someone's experience. Share someone's emotions. Share your heart. Share your emotions anyway. Then do it again. And this is as much a challenge and invitation to myself as it is for you. Because I know that there have been times in my life where someone has shown me their heart and I did not respond in a way that validated and supported and encouraged them. And I want to apologize for my thoughtlessness if any of those people happen to be listening to what I'm doing right now. I didn't mean to. I still have love And I can't be perfect all the time. I'm working on it. And every time I think I've got it figured out, there's a new level to get to. So yeah, what I'm saying to you now is that this invitation, this call to action to show your heart as much for me as it is for you. Show your heart so often and so fully that it grows, that it expands and then expands some more. Show your heart with intention and with awe. Show your heart in celebration and in sadness and in frustration and in grief. Show your heart's range and capacity. Show your heart until it doesn't matter anymore who shows you theirs or doesn't. Show your heart until it becomes perfect for anyone else to shine with you. Show your heart until it's okay for anyone else to run or hide if they need to. Show your heart until it becomes impossible not to show it. What's stopping you? That's the episode I have for you today. It's an interesting one, a little introspective and reflective here. And if you found connection with me in this episode or previous or future episodes, please connect. I'd love to hear from you. What resonates, what you like. If you want to be a guest on the show, that'd be great. But leave me a review. You can leave a 5-star review on Spotify or Apple Podcast with a review text testimonial. And I would really appreciate it if you do that. Like, share, and subscribe this show if you like what I'm doing. And you can connect with me on my martialartsncrafts.com. The handles on social media being my martial arts, the letter N crafts, Instagram and Facebook. You can also find information about me and my coaching at sarahdeegan.com or on social media at Sarah Deegan Coach on Facebook and Instagram. And I'm in some other places too. I've got the YouTube, I've got the TikTok, I've got the Snapchat, I've got the Discord. So you can find me all there, those places eventually too. But I will put the links in the show notes to all of this. And I appreciate you listening. Thank you for being here.